Hey, Charles.
Hello.
Hey, everybody that's listening to this podcast in the wonderful world. I got my friend Charles here, and I was talking to him.
I'm his friend.
Yeah, he is my friend. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about stars. Now, when you were a kid, did you ever get stars, like, on a chart for, like, from the principal or the teacher or your parents or something?
Fucking honor roll, banner roll, student of the week. I was a smart little shit.
So would you get at least 5 stars all the time?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so reason why I'm asking this is because a lot of the times, you know, the only way that we move up the charts on podcast world is by getting people to review and rate our podcast.
I stopped getting stars when I found drugs.
Well, is that still going on? Not the drugs. That's your business.
Yes, I was gonna say we still do drugs.
Okay, Well, that's fine, but that's good because I've noticed that you're able to still talk.
Fuck yeah.
So they don't completely kill your brain.
I am coherent.
Okay, good.
One of them big words I learned over the years.
Really? Yes. So you've retained information?
Fuck yes.
Okay, good. So legalize is what you're saying.
What's legalize?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, my biggest question for you is this. Is should these people, these wonderful people listening, should they take the time to give us some stars?
Yes.
How about, let's ask for this. Can we get 5-star rating and a review, please, from anyone?
I have an idea.
What's that?
Ask for 7, and they won't always want to give you 7. They'll just want to give you, we'll end up with 5.
Oh, dude, that's brilliant. You know, all right,
if you
excellent.
Ask for more, and they don't match that shit, then you kind of end up with, you know, well, it's like a wife asking for, like, you know, can we remodel the kitchen? No. Well, can I get a new this? Yes. You know?
Well, that's brilliant.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I appreciate
that. Okay. Probably shouldn't tell them we're tricking them,
okay.
But yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so everybody listening, you heard what we had, you know, Charles asked. He asked for 7 stars.
7 stars.
Please, whatever you can do, subscribe.
Whatever you can afford.
Check us out on Vegas Radio, which is radiovegas.rocks.
Hell yeah.
And you can also download for your phone or your iPad or whatever device you got, Android or iOS, you can download the Radio Vegas Rocks app. So please do anything you can, but make sure you do those stars. We need your help because we want to roll up those charts and we want to make it happen so everybody has the opportunity to listen to the Die Laughing Records radio podcast. You're tuned into the Die Laughing Records radio podcast.
Yay!
Thank you for joining us on the Die Laughing Records radio podcast. Today we've got quite a bit for you. It's a lot of music, which makes it fast-paced today. We also have a quick interview, as well as our segments, The News with Dave Dalton, and also a PR segment with Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR. We will also be letting you know how you can get your music on this podcast, as well as updates in general for what we're up to. So check it out. Take it away, Chelsea Rose of Bite.
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
Left for me, none could doubt, so I had to leave. I see the sea and dust on my feet. Found a place with everything I need.
Right on, we are back. And that was the Hail Marys with the track Train. And before you heard the Vibrators with the track Restless. And that was from their 3-song record with the same name put out on Die Laughing Records. You can get that at any retail store, or you can also go to any place you stream or download music. Now here's the triple shot of the week.
You know my baby doesn't listen to me. She sits around with the headphones and the watcher is so plain to see that she'll never leave the music alone. She doesn't care about the money I make or even all of hers I take. All she wants to be is left alone. I'm gonna throw away the radio. I think that it's a 3:15. My baby making noise with me. Her mama said get off the telephone. Why don't you leave my little baby alone? She doesn't care about the money I make or even all of hers I take. All she wants to be is left alone. I'm gonna go away the radio.
Sweat. This is
That was Bite, starring Chelsea Rose, from their album Tracks Past and Present on Die Laughing Records. And before that, you heard The Undead with Undead Summer. And since it's getting cold out and it's raining and snowing in some areas, I figure, well, let's have some summertime going on. So there's your summer song for winter. And also, right prior to that, you had Throw Away the Radio by The Next. And that was from their album Madhouse, which is also on Die Laughing Records. And you can pick that up at any retail store as well as on our website. It's only a physical copy for The Next, as we made sure that you get a chance to hear it as the band wanted you to hear it. We got the news. Yes, we got the news. We got some old news. We got some big news. We got some news. And it's Dave Dalton with the news.
Hello, folks. Dave Dalton here. Hey, I'm going to talk about my B-Day show, or my birthday show. That was November 3rd, 2018 here. I'm going to talk about segments of this show on my birthday show. We had bands like Fang, No Alternative, The Next, and Screaming Bloody Marys with friends Ted from Flipper, Cassandra from Union 13, Jenna from The Frequency Within, Heiko from The Addicts, and more. Oh, there was Ward that played on sax. He was in the band called Pokicide. So let's start with The Next. The Next were an amazing band. They really kicked ass that night. Very proud of those guys, Jimmy Crucifix and friends. They had a real good guest on with them. His name is Heiko Strom. He's the lead guitarist, rhythm guitarist from The Addicts, and they did a great version of Chinese Rocks. Hey, Rob, how about we playing some Next, and let's go from there.
Yeah.
we're talking about my birthday show. It was November 3rd, 2018, at the bottom of the hill, San Francisco, California. It was rocking. Next, we had up on stage was my band, Screaming Bloody Marys, and we had a ton of guests. We had Ted Falcone from Flipper. We did the Ha Ha song. It was crazy. People went nuts. And then we had Jimmy Crucifix from The Next and Heiko from The Addicts. Of course, did our version of the Ramones' Chinese Rocks. Along on backup vocals was Cassie from Union 13. She was a drummer. She's the drummer for Union 13. And Jenna from Frequency With End. And we also had Linda Zies from Dick and Jane and Chelsea Rose from Bite on backups on several of those songs. It was crazy. One of the songs that stood out like nuts was X-Ray Specs, Bondage Up Yours. It was a crowd pleaser. The place went nuts. So, hey, Rob, how about we cue up a Screaming Bloody Mary song, or if we can find that one song, Rebel Girl, that would be great.
We have Linda XYZ from Dick and Jane and Alien Nation. We got Chelsea Rose from Bite. We got some guests from Los Angeles. We got Cassandra from the band Union 13. We got Jenna from Frequency Within. They're all
and those of us in between.
Hello, folks. Dave Dalton back again. Man, I'm having some of this birthday cake. It's just like, yum, yum, yum. Yes, I had a birthday. It was November 3rd at the bottom of the hill in San Francisco. It was mayhem, chaos. So we had next was a band that came out in the late 70s called No Alternative. Amazing band. They're just the crowd pleaser. The place went nuts. They very seldom play. I was just in awe with them. And in the crowd was Chelsea Rose. Chelsea Rose, Alfie Kuznick. Alfie was the owner of the Chatterbox back in the end of the 80s, early 90s. There was a bunch of people in the crowd. God, I can't even think half the time here. Yeah, but No Alternative brought the house down. Crowd pleaser. It was amazing. So, hey, Rob, can we cue up some No Alternative?
Yes, and I'll do one better. Here's a live recording from the show.
You idiots want to get your minds out of the gutter, improve your thinking process, buy my latest chess book. The only chess book that actually lists the bands I was in on the About the Author section. And really famous grandmaster wrote the foreword and said, I quote, one of the coolest dudes ever to teach and write about the game. So please, go to Amazon, buy the book. The reason being is because I want to get a periwinkle blue Beamer. I saw on the freeway, so buy the book. Yeah, I know, I'm a fucking sellout. I'm in the creature conference. I'm too old for fucking poverty.
Again, we're talking about my B-Day show. It happened here recently, November 3rd. Yes, I am 65. Old punk living in a 20-year-old body. I guess. I don't know. Hey, we're going to talk about the band Fang. They headlined that show. Again, they were a crowd pleaser. Crazy mayhem pit broke out. People getting knocked to the ground. And, you know, when you go into a pit of that caliber, you got to be very on guard. But yeah, man, they came out, brought the house down. It was just amazing. I want to thank all the bands who are on that bill. Fang, No Alternative, The Next, Screaming Bloody Marys. Their guest was Ted from Flipper, Frequency Within, Jenna, Cassie from Union 13, Heiko from The Addicts. Hey, Rob, maybe we can play some Fang.
That was The Lowdowns with Maximus from This 10 Cent Life that came out on Die Laughing Records. It's available on all your streaming and digital platforms, as well as there's some copies left still in retail. And if they don't have it, you can pick it up on our website at dielaughingrecords.com.
Hey, this is Jayhawk of Infirmities, and you're listening to Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast.
Broken dreams, no more holes, no break, no chains, left on my society.
All right, that was Cell Block 5 with The Hammer Comes Down, and that's from Pop the Clutch, which is a download-only album, which you can get on any of the streaming or download platforms. And before that, you had The Infirmities Without Faith. Well, you've reached our mini-interview segment, and this is Cassie from Union 13. So how did you end up in Union 13?
So I'm in my hometown of San Francisco, and Union 13 came through here. They played at the legendary Gilman Street. I went to go see them play, and I was able to meet them and hang out with them a little bit. And they had mentioned that they needed a drummer, and I told them that they were my like idols from when I was like super young. And I knew all their music, and, you know, I was like, please give me, like, let me try out for you guys, like, you know, I'll play for you. And they told me to send them a video, so I sent them a video of a couple songs.
Have a good night.
And after I sent them the videos, they're like, all right, that's it, you're in, you just got to move to LA. So I packed my bags. And I moved from San Francisco to LA. I lived in the bassist's garage for a little bit until I got up off my feet. But yeah, I made the plunge and moved out to LA for Union 13.
That's crazy. That's a good story. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Right on. Here's Union 13 with The Locust from 10 Years of Silence on Die Laughing Records.
Hi, this is Jenna from Frequency Within, and thank you for listening to Die Laughing Records podcast. Cold slices throw me back. I can't sleep with this. Mom begins to wonder.
yelling into reminisce. Break me. I can feel you crash down. You slowly fade away. I can feel you scream with me, breathe with me. I can see your heart stop. It's now fading. I can hear you scream with me. Ghost now wakes me. I'm begging for mercy, please. My dreams now fading. You're slowly killing me. Break me. I can feel you crash out. You slowly fade away. I can feel you scream.
Okay, so that was Frequency Within with Coma, and that is a single that came out this year on Die Laughing Records. It's available on all download and streaming platforms, anywhere you get it done. Also, they have a new record coming out in 2019, so we will let you know as soon as we have a date. In the meantime, we have another call that came in earlier from publicist Curtis Smith from Maelstrom Music PR. He's a public relations man. And he's got some information for you.
Okay, well, thanks, Rob. Hey, so anyways, I'm working with these bands, and I came across this one group that you got to check out up in Northern California. They're called The Littlest Viking, and the style of music is called math rock. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but it's a cool little side genre of music that's kind of up and coming and been out there for a while. Anyways, it's two guys. One plays guitar, one plays drums. The drummer's name is Christopher Gregory. He was trained by Mike Mangini from Dream Theater, so that gives you an idea of what kind of music. They do a lot of changes in their music and stuff. Anyways, they're going to be playing in Oakland on November 19th over at a place called the Octopus Literary Saloon, or Salon, one of the two. I don't know sure what it is, but they're on tour right now. They're going to be coming to Oakland, and it's the last leg of their tour. It'll be the last show of the tour, so if you get a chance to catch them up in Oakland, that'd be great. The way you find those guys, just do Facebook, look up the Littlest Viking Band, and that's how you can locate them. They just released an album called Feelings and Stuff, not even a month ago, but it's definitely worth checking out. So I just want to let you know about that. Also, I'm going to be calling in once a week for this show, letting everybody know about some cool indie bands and where they're performing and what cities. the cities I'll be focusing on will be, of course, Northern California, Southern California, Las Vegas, New York, L.A., Detroit, Vegas. I said Vegas. Houston, and Chicago. So stay tuned for that. I'll be giving you some new information on some up-and-coming indie bands. One in particular is called Kira, K-I-R-R-A. They're out of Oklahoma City. So anyways, there you go, Rob. I'll let you know.
Thank you, Curtis. Anyway, now we're going to get on to the last track of the day, which is Alternative Facts by The Nerve. Yes, we know we played it last week. It's their new single on Die Laughing Records. However, we are going to play it again. Here's Alternative Facts by The Nerve. Was the last song of the day. However, I want to thank my friend Charles for helping me out with the intro today, and I have a special message for you.
Today, record it. Well, an LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty. Bitch, I don't play that shit. I would kill out here. Anybody play with me, I would kill you out here.
Thank you, everybody, for listening this week. My name is Rob Trissler, and I want to thank Dave Dalton and Curtis Smith for all their work they did on this episode. And also, we want to thank Vegas Radio, which is radiovegas.rocks. And thank Jaybird and Josh for everything they're doing over there for us on this. It started out just as a podcast and fortunate enough now to also be a radio show. So thank you there. I want to thank Cobraside Distribution for the continued support and work. Gubby over there and Randy. And everyone else that checks out this podcast and radio show and supports these bands on Die Laughing Records, the bands we support that are not on the label, but we really do have a lot of good bands and friends that are in bands, and we like to support them here as well. If you've got something you want to submit, feel free to hit us up on the platforms called social or social platforms and submit your tracks. We do welcome MP3s. We do welcome information on your band. And if you got something relevant, we want to hear it. If you got ideas for shows, let us know. And overall, thank you so much. Enjoy, subscribe. We'll talk to you soon. See you next week. If you didn't know, we do have full permission from all the bands on this podcast to broadcast their music. So go out and buy their stuff. Support them. Thank you.
Bullshit!